KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some sprinkles or light rain. It's 50 degrees. We've picked up 6/100ths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic overnight. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Two Pottawatomie County men were arrested Monday on theft charges following an investigation into the theft of a tractor from a farm near Hamburg in Fremont County. Sheriff Kevin Astrup said this morning that his office received a report Monday evening about a 1967 John Deere 3020 tractor that was stolen from a farm on 240th Avenue in Fremont County. Less than 10 minutes after the report was conveyed to law enforcement, the sheriff saw a suspicious vehicle traveling in the 1100 block of 300th Avenue. Astrup contacted his deputies and followed the vehicle, which then took off at a high rate of speed. The vehicle ran a stop sign at 300th Avenue and Waubonsie Avenue. During the pursuit, the sheriff noticed a tractor stuck in the mud in the 1100 block of 292nd Avenue. The tractor matched the description of the one reported stolen. The vehicle was eventually stopped by a marked Fremont County patrol car near the intersection of 310th Street and Paddock Avenue in Mills County. Following an investigation, 55-year-old James Sarver and 46-year-old Leroy Takata, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested for theft in the first degree. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $10,000 cash only bond each, with additional charges pending. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the incident by officers with the Tabor Police Department and deputies with the Mills County Sheriff's Office. A man from Adams County was arrested late last night in Montgomery County in a drug-related offense. The Sheriff's Department says 19-year-old Brandon Robert Pafford of Nottoway was stopped at 7th Avenue and 3rd Street in Villisca at around 11:24 p.m. for a traffic offense. Pafford was subsequently arrested for OWI drugged, first offense. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Authorities in Harlan are asking for the public's help in finding counterfeit money circulated in the community. A counterfeit $20 bill was passed at a Harlan business on Wednesday. The serial number was BF284-627-99B. If you or your business receive a $20 bill that appears to be counterfeit or has the same serial number I mentioned, you can contact the Harlan Police Department at 755-5151. Police in Red Oak arrested a Pottawatomie County man early Wednesday afternoon. 26-year-old Jason Rolf Aherns was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance charge. Aherns was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that six people had been arrested on various charges. On Tuesday, 25-year-old Joshua Dyer and 28-year-old Angela Tedford, both of Atlantic, were arrested for child endangerment. Both were cited for the offense and released. On Monday, 22-year-old Jonathan Traver of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the third degree. On Saturday, 37-year-old Rose Peters of Atlantic was arrested for violating a no-contact order. And on Friday, police say 31-year-old Damon Clark of Atlantic was arrested on a Polk County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. That same day, 29-year-old Delaney Pace of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. All four of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. And an Atlantic woman was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance and failure to yield following a collision Tuesday afternoon at 6th and Walnut. The accident happened at around 2:40 p.m. A vehicle driven by Heather Arbuckle of Atlantic was traveling east on 6th Street and stopped at the sign with Walnut. A vehicle driven by Linda Fagan of Atlantic was traveling south and approaching the intersection. Officials say Arbuckle failed to yield to the Fagan vehicle when she entered the intersection to make a left turn. Arbuckle's car was struck on the left front side. Damage amounted to $3,700. There were no injuries reported. And in our funeral announcements, John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for John Crandall will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Community of Christ Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Moylan, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Moylan will be on Saturday at 10:30. At St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora, with the Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. Lucille Tiny Ann Schmidt, age 75, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lucille Schmidt will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be held October 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Evelyn Joint, age 89, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. No services are planned at this time for Evelyn Joint, with the Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of arrangements. Bernard Fay, age 96, of Knoxville and formerly of the Adair and Anita areas, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bernard Fay are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And George F. Studelberg, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for George Studelberg are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.